Why, hello there. I knew you were coming back. How? Well, you know, being a dungeon master comes with special powers, don't you? Actually, I noticed you forgot your bag of dice here, and I knew you were not going very far without your little treasure. Here it is. But are you busy now? No? It's just that, I have a surprise for you. I was gonna tell you before, but everyone left so quickly that I was a little, you know what? Never mind. Come in. Please come in. Are you coming in? Great. Follow my lead, adventurer. It's cool to hang out with you. You know, without having everyone else around. I mean, of course I like hanging out with them, but it's nice to have only the two of us for once. And, this is only getting worse, isn't it? No, there's nothing wrong. I'm fine. So, did you like today's session? I still can't believe you enlarged yourself and tried to surplex a freaking dragon. And you in your natural 20s. Seriously, this whole month, I swear. Why do you always defeat my scariest bosses in the most ridiculous ways? Genius strategy? That shit had like a 90% chance of going wrong. You're a lucky bastard, that's what you are. Anyways, I'm glad you had fun too. I know both of our works are getting pretty stressful, and it's really nice to have a way to escape into a different world once in a while, right? What's the surprise? Oh, yeah. Silly me, forgetting the reason I brought you in here. You're my most dedicated player, and you're always helping me with anything you can to make sure everyone is having fun. You also bring snacks, which is highly, highly appreciated. And I didn't give you anything on your birthday this year, so I just wanted to do a little thing for you as a way of saying thank you. Kind of like a special solo session. I promise it won't be long. No, it's not D&D. Let's say it's something I created for this occasion. Is that okay? Alright. Make yourself at home on the couch. I just need to get my notes here. Do you want something to eat or drink or anything? No? I think we're ready then. Okay. This is an urban scenario. It's a dark night with heavy rain. As you're walking through the streets, you notice you're probably not going to be able to get home safely like this. You need to find a safe place to stay. What are you going to do? It's hard to see, but you eventually recognize a familiar place. The home of an old friend. You can warn her beforehand, but you're pretty sure she's going to be happy to help, considering your situation. As you enter the building, you can finally put your umbrella down. You enter the elevator, and after a short while, you're in front of her door. You knock on it, and she doesn't take long to answer. She's wearing her typical casual look and nerdy glasses, and seems very happy to see you again, readily telling you to come in. You explain the whole situation, and she says you can stay for as long as you want. You two keep talking for a while, reminding yourselves of stories about the good old times. You notice, however, that she seems to be hiding something. Make a charisma check, please. No, no, inside the Pringles can. You know how it works. Interesting. When you mention this, she gets a little embarrassed and says she has something for you. She takes a folded piece of paper from her pocket, extends her arm, and gives it to you. You open up the paper, and it reads, "This is the seventh time I'm trying to write this. Every time I try to do it the normal way, I just stare at a blank paper for hours without doing anything. So I'll try to do it my way this time. You are to me what rage is to a barbarian, or what sneak attack is to a rogue. Every time I'm near you, I feel like I rolled on the wild magic table and cast a fireball centered on myself. Your voice sounds like bardic inspiration for me. And each time you say something nice about me or hug me tight, I freeze like I've been affected by a whole person. It makes me want to cast time stop and permanence so I can spend forever in that moment with you. Hey, don't interrupt your GM. Let me finish. And you didn't need any enchantment spells to do any of that. You do it just by being you. Being this amazing person you are. You didn't have to play a thief to steal my heart. And if I could be your girlfriend, I would be happier than a goblin after setting something on fire. I would never need a ring of warmth or a ring of protection to keep me safe. If I had a luck blade, I would use all three wishes asking to be with you, just to be sure that fate doesn't try anything against us. And I always told you how I would like to be an adventurer in the real world, but then I took an arrow in the heart from you. She closes the paper and starts staring at you. What are you going to do? Kiss her? Did that just happen? Please tell me I didn't faint and start hallucinating. Oh my god, this is real. I'm so sorry, my mouth is shaking. Actually, my entire body is shaking. Look at my hand. This is the only way I figured out how I could manage to tell you without freezing completely like an idiot. I was expecting you to think I'm a weirdo and say you only like me as a friend or something, not Gravy, and... and kiss me. You want me to be more than your friend? Fuck. Can you let me stop and breathe for like 5 seconds before we keep going? This is really happening. What the hell is really happening? Fine, come here. Remember that charisma check you rolled? That was definitely a nat 20. You don't know how happy I am right now. I was so afraid of being rejected. I like you so much, but I didn't want things to get weird between us, and I'm probably gonna feel extremely stupid now, but I need to know. Were you feeling the same thing for me? Wait, that means if I had the courage to tell you this, like, 3 years ago, we could've... Really? Why do I need to be like this? No, it's not your fault. Okay, fine. We're both idiots then. Deal? Can we finally enjoy each other's company the way we wanted now? Yeah. Just lie down on the couch with me and let me cuddle you. You feel so nice and warm. The time stop thing I mentioned earlier is even more true now. I really want this moment to last forever. You're such a good kisser, too. You know, we really didn't need to wait that long. But it was still worth the wait after all. I'm so happy right now. I hope you are too. Can we agree that that was a pretty nerdy first kiss? I think that's pretty fitting for us, to be honest. Do you want to sleep now, baby? You seem so tired. No, of course, it's totally fine. I know living in this real world thing can be very tiring. To be honest, my eyelids are starting to get heavy too. Here, let me hold you even closer. Stroke your hair. And gently kiss your cheek. It's fine, you can use me as your pillow. I really don't mind. You look really cute like this. We can talk about everything tomorrow, okay? And I'll be the happiest girl in the world for waking up at your side. Before we sleep, though, I just want to say one thing. This was definitely the best gaming night ever.